This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, August 22nd, September 10th, the statistical peak of hurricane season. Again, we're talking about averages here. Each individual case is different, but the Gulf is quiet and shielded, if you will, by some systems here or there, the other thing. Anyway, bottom line is what I'm trying to say. No risk of any tropical weather all the way and through until the end of August 31st, 9 days from now, which gets us closer to the 10th, and then because the earth curves and the sun and the water and blah, 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 the chance goes down. So let's hope we have a quiet hurricane season this year. Right now, it's hot. It was hot yesterday, and it's going to be hot today, and I got news for you. It's going to be hot tomorrow, so I guess it's not really news. Highs around 90 or so. Heat indices, just with the humidity, I think, crazy, and a chance for afternoon showers. All right, let's welcome in Stephen Cates, Bankrate Financial Analyst. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great.
Do you have any financial regrets?
I do, yes, absolutely. Don't you?
Matter of fact, you know what? I would like to ask people to text into the Oakenard Jeweler Talkin' text line at 504-260-1870. No texting and driving ever. But do you have any financial regrets, and what are they? And I'm trying to think what mine are. Mine would probably be, the bigger ones for me would be running up credit cards three times until finally I learned my lesson. And also, maybe buying a house for $57,000, putting about $20,000 into it and selling it for $57,000. But I guess I don't know if I guess I got some equity. I don't know. Tell me about what the report shows.
So our report shows that nearly three quarters of Americans have a financial regret. Now, that's slightly down from where it was last year, which, you know, is nice to see some improvement, but it's still a pretty high number. And the top regrets that we see now 3 years in a row, I wish I saved more for retirement, and I wish I didn't take on as much credit card debt.
Been there, done that. Well, not the retirement as much as the, because I plan on working until I die, but the credit card debt. You know, I've been doing some research and trying to find a guest to come on to talk about this theory, this psychological theory that, and philosophical theory, that we make decisions today based on who we're going to be 10 years from now. But the person we are today is not the person we're going to be 10 years from now. And conversely, I was talking to somebody yesterday. We had a conversation about Bitcoin. They said, man, I wish I'd gotten in on Bitcoin 10 years ago. And I said, yeah, that's easy for you to say now, but the blank blank, whoever this guy was, from 10 years ago would never have gotten in anything that's speculative. It's kind of hard when it comes to finances to really look to the future, isn't it?
It is. It is hard to see. You know, you don't know what your life is going to be like. You don't know what your financial situation is going to be like. So you do make decisions based on the best information you have. I think one area where, you know, I would recommend certainly younger people look to this data, but you know, the regret of not saving enough for retirement goes up precipitously through each age group. The older you get, closer to retirement, the more people regret not saving more, not doing more. And so, you know, younger people today, look to your elders and don't make their mistakes.
And you I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can avoid that just by looking and seeing those people regret that in their 50s and 60s. So do more now and you won't have that.
So when I say that, I realize that I don't know that anybody has ever looked back 10 years hence and said, man, I saved too much money. Have they? I mean, it's hard to say nobody's ever, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't think we see that very often. You know, I think that there's people who get into retirement and they struggle to spend. They have been saving, scrimping, you know, sort of being frugal for so long, and it's hard to let that go. And so, you know, spending can be sometimes a little bit of a journey. But, you know, ultimately, you know, if you're in a good financial place, you can't really say, oh, I regret saving too much. Maybe you could say, I regret not retiring earlier, but that's also relatively rare.
You know, one thing I regret as a guy who identifies as a millennial, that's what Dave Cohen said earlier, I identify as a millennial, is that it does seem to be a balance between saving and not getting in credit card debt as opposed to saving and not enjoying life. I guess what I'm trying to say is you keep putting off these bucket list items, and then before you realize it, maybe your shoulder's bad. Maybe you can't play Pebble Beach like you once could have. Maybe you can't run with the Bulls like you once could have. It's a balance. So is there any mathematical equation or anything for younger people to try to decide how to navigate life's journey, not just the financial part of it, but the personal part of it?
I think so. And, you know, there's different sort of, you know, structures that you can set up from a cash flow perspective. But if you set a savings rate, you know, something that you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. that you feel like, you know, puts you in a position 20 years forward, where, you know, you've saved enough, invested well, and it gets you where you want to be, the rest of the money is yours to spend, and you should feel comfortable doing that. You know, if you work hard, you should enjoy a little bit of the fruits of your labor, enjoy some of the money that you have. And so, you know, a common structure people might use is called the 50-30-20 method. And the numbers don't have to actually be structured that way, but it's a good framework. Where 50% of your income is towards essential expenses, 30% is toward discretionary expenses, and 20% is just savings. If you take care of that 50 and the 20, the 30 is yours to freely spend, and you should feel like it's okay to do it. And you know, when you're in that mindset, you know, that does open you up a little bit towards, all right, well, I have this money to spend. Well, I can go spend it. I can go take that vacation. I can go buy those concert tickets and do those things. Now, I think a lot of people early in their life, they have student loans, they have credit card debt. You know, they're not in a position where they're like, I'm searching for things to spend my money on. But, you know, if you set up those savings and the discipline it takes to build those kind of savings early, then you're going to find that as you get some of those responsibilities off your plate, like student loans, then you can start to actually, you know, spend those things on things you're going to enjoy.
I think one thing that gets lost, and we'll pick it up here, we come back, Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst, is that unfortunately, sometimes people are never going to make enough to go run with the Bulls or play Pebble Beach or do whatever it is that you want to do. And putting yourself in a hole to do it, I don't think is necessarily the answer. We'll talk about that as well when we come back. 621 Texas, 504-260-1870. Somebody said, I read an article in Time about Ethereum. When it was just starting up, thought, what if I invested? The Ethereum is now $4,300. I don't know what the strike price or what the starting price was. But again, I got to ask, would the you then have done that? And now somebody texted in and said they regret taking out student loans. They didn't know what they were getting into. But again, I would go back to my theory about 10 years hence. And, or would you have? Because at that time you were 18 and you wanted the college experience. Now you might reflect back and say it wasn't worth it. But at the time, would you make that decision? And that's what it comes down to, making decisions for your future self when you have no idea what your future self is going to want or be like. 621 Traffic Now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Stephen Cates, Bankrate financial analyst, about financial regrets. Nearly three quarters of Americans do, with credit card debt, not saving enough for retirement, two of the biggest. And again, it goes to the time frame, Stephen, to me, of past, present self, future self. You want to enjoy your life, but unfortunately, you got to live within your means, and not everybody can afford to go run with the bulls, or I guess it's a trade-off. And if you want to do that, I don't know why I'm stuck on run with the bulls, but whatever it is, some kind of life experience like that, then you're going to have to realize that maybe you can't have everything on the other side with home ownership or nice car or whatever, right? I mean, you just got to balance it out.
I think that in some cases, I wish that everybody was getting into credit card debt because they're trying to run with the bulls. I think it's the little things that just add up where, you know, in some cases, you know, you use a credit card to bail you out of sort of an emergency situation because you didn't have a little cash on hand. Or, you know, you just sort of let that run a little hot because you wanted the next season's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A hot pair of jeans or something. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're dead on that having that kind of debt, taking that on and struggling to pay it off or to clear it does limit you from home ownership, from doing more things in the future because it ends up being a boat anchor.
So what about the people that aren't running up credit card debt to run with the bulls or little bitty things like Amazon here, jeans there, sneakers there, but or too much car perhaps, but instead are just trying to survive because inflation's driving them crazy?
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that because when we asked the question, what would be the one thing that would improve your financial situation the most? The number one answer across all age groups, regions, places was cheaper essentials. Mm-hmm. People are very tired of prices going up on the things that they buy every day.
So wait, that's interesting. They didn't say more money. They didn't want to make more money. They wanted the prices to be lower.
That's correct. Hmm. You know, there, to a lesser extent, we saw some answers around better job opportunities, mm-hmm. higher pay, lower rent. But overwhelmingly, the biggest response was just cheaper essentials.
What's the takeaway from that?
Well, I think people are weary of sort of this inflationary environment. They see the prices at the grocery store or personal care products or everything else just going up, and it's putting pressure on their budget. It makes them feel like they can't get ahead, and you know they're tired of it. And I think we're in a situation where prices are potentially creeping up again, and it feels like deja vu.
Stephen, let's be honest. Prices are never going to come down. Never. I've never seen it in my lifetime. And as I said, I am identify as a millennial. Let's let it go at that. So what does that portend for the future? Because if you got people going into debt now to pay for the essentials and the prices are going to continue to go up and salaries are not likely to keep up, does that not bode well for people's financial interest going forward?
Well, it is certainly concerning. You know, and you're right. Prices are not going to be going down. We're never going to go backwards to the prices that we had on anything back in 2020. But, you know, the rate of change hopefully will slow and, you know, to the point where, you know, people don't even notice because that change is so slow. But it's when you go to the grocery store and last week something was $2 and this week it's $2.50 and you do that week in and week out, and it wears on you. But so, I think a lot of people are gonna be, you know, feeling that pressure and have to find ways to substitute for cheaper alternatives.
I call it the Tommy Paper Towel Index, and that is when I was now I'm getting caught up in my own lies about being a self-proclaimed millennial. But back when I was, you know, first got married a long, long time ago, you know, Scott towels were maybe 88 cents. Now, what are they, $4 a roll? I don't know. And I just wonder if my kid, who's 29, is going to be paying $8 a roll for Scott towels, and our salary is going to commensurately match that.
Very possibly, but hopefully not. That's where you got to look for the opportunities to grow your income if you can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If salaries don't match that, that's going to be a lot of trouble for a lot of people, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and that's where watching the relative change of wages or average wages relative to prices is something that's important for how people feel about their finances. And we have seen that just since 2021, when inflation started to creep up, that wages have yet to overtake inflation. People are still, you know, net negative from about mid-2021 when inflation picked up. And, you know, probably won't be until next year, mid-next year, when average wages have caught up and grown to the point where they have now outpaced inflation's last peak.
And then, unfortunately, and we got to go, but then unfortunately that means there's going to be more demand, which drives up the prices again, right?
Possibly, yes. Yeah. And you know, we've got a potentially slowing economy a little bit here and there. I don't think a recession's on the horizon just yet. And we'll see what Jerome Powell has to say later today. That's going to be important. But, it's going to be an interesting next 6 months.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. We'll talk LSU football when we come back. Terribly late, with apologies, we go to Ian Ozan now, WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.